Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we are going to be discussing The Real Housewives of Miami Reunion, and we're going to discuss all three parts, and we've squished it into one episode, like a little reunion sandwich. And speaking of sandwiches, I am an idiot sandwich because this is the second time we've recorded this episode because the last time I forgot to record Megan. So welcome, Megan.
Yeah. Welcome back, Jeanette. I am so happy we're here again.
Yes. Well, I was telling Megan, when you mess something up and you get the chance to do it again, maybe it's probably going to be better than the first time. So you guys are just going to get the best.
Well, we already know it'll be somewhat better because it won't just be you talking and then long pauses and then you talking and long pauses.
Well, there is that to look forward to.
Unless we record this and this doesn't happen. If this doesn't happen, we're giving up today because our
you'll never hear from us again.
Yeah, technical difficulties have really been a problem these last 2 weeks.
Right. All right. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it, Jeanette. So, you know, the Miami girls, they are known for their fashion, their bright colors, all that. Which housewife do you feel was the best dressed for the reunion? And which housewife do you feel was the least best dressed? The worst.
All right. So, holy accessoroli. Everyone had the best accessories. They just had the best stuff. I loved Adriana's crown. I loved Marisol's corset.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a cage.
Yeah, it was sparkly and cagey. Mm-hmm. But the winner for me was Kiki. She just had the best balance of accessories, and I loved her dress, and Kiki's just so beautiful. I love her.
She is so beautiful.
And the person that missed the mark for me, I found Alexia's dress boring. It was just like a black dress, nothing standout. Yeah, but the absolute worst for me was Julia's entire outfit. I did not like it at all. I felt like we were about to go on the magic school bus with Julia and enter into somebody's colon. And I don't know. It was just not good for me. I did not like Julia's at all. So for me, I have the same question for you. Who was your favorite outfit and least favorite?
Like you said, there was a lot of cool things about everybody's outfit. I liked Larsa's outfit. I liked the cape thing that she wore with her rose dress.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. That big black thing. Love that. Adriana's crown was cool. Her headband crown. Yeah. But like you, my very favorite was Kiki. Kiki looked absolutely stunning. The color, the cut of that dress, her makeup, her shoes, like just from head to toe, Kiki was killing it.
Yes, Kiki was definitely killing it. Kiki gets the crown.
Kiki gets the crown for Queen Kiki. My least favorite, and it pains me to say this because I never say this, my least favorite is a toss between Nicole and Lisa. And I do understand Nicole is pregnant. So yeah. And she wants to be comfortable.
Yeah, that's understandable for sure.
I understand that. I was just hoping she'd be comfortable in something better. I'm sorry. And then Lisa, I just felt like her dress didn't really do anything for her. I didn't like the cut of it. I don't know. Hers was underwhelming.
Okay, that's a good word. Underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Julia, I liked her cape. I want to mention hers. I did like her cape. But my favorite's Kiki. My least favorite was Nicole and Lisa.
All right.
What were your thoughts on Larsa's tequila not being present when it was supposed to be the first shot?
Like, I feel like that's an honor. That was an honor she was given to have her tequila to be the opening shot of the reunion. I feel like the Real Housewives franchise really gives these women this huge platform to sell their products and make money. And here she is not bringing her shit on time. I just feel like that's so unprofessional.
And okay, if it's her tequila, why doesn't she have an unopened bottle herself?
You know, yeah, she should just have it in her back pocket at all times.
Or, you know, like, I don't feel like it was a on-the-fly decision to have her tequila. No. So I just don't understand why it was late.
Yeah, and it's got a hole in it. She could wear it as a bracelet or something.
Right? Just put your phone on it.
Have it on you.
have your boyfriend carry it. Your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of ex-boyfriend, how wild is it that Larsa had this huge promise ring? She put her penthouse up for sale because her and Marcus are going house hunting. They're on Traders together. They're on Real Housewives together. And then they broke up. Do you think that their relationship was a publicity stunt?
I don't. I really do think that they loved each other and it was a real relationship. I don't think it was a publicity stunt, but I stand by what I said. I think they did too much too soon. They did way too much in a year. It's crazy. We're going to talk about Traitors more in another episode, but Marcus and Larsa were on the Traitors reunion, and at that point they were, seems like they were in the beginning of their breakup, and he said that everything was just going 100 miles per hour and it's just too much. I'm not surprised.
I'm sorry for laughing. Yeah, I just noticed that your sign-on name for this session is Idiot Sandwich.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to wear that proudly today.
I'm so sorry. I just noticed it. I didn't want to interrupt you, though. All right. Do you believe that her and Marcus were having sex 5 times a night, every night?
No, that is a lie, and I can prove it, because Marcus went out of town for a couple days, remember? He came back, and she had that welcome home party, sorry you were gone for a couple of days. So they didn't have sex those days, so boom, boom, proof, she's a liar.
Liar! Shame!
Shame on you for lying. So in our face too. Like, she didn't think we were going to see that he wasn't there for a couple days.
Right.
Interesting. Speaking of Larsa, who do you think was the biggest pot stirrer this season?
I don't know why I didn't think of Larsa, but the people that really came to mind when I read this question, it is a toss between Julia and Adriana. Julia comes across like she's trying to help and mend these friendships, but it really looks like she is stirring the pot and she's being a little gossip.
Ooh, a little gossip?
We don't like that.
Little gossip goat girl.
Adriana, I feel like we've all seen this season that she loves to cause problems, and then she sits back and she just like laughs about it. She lets other people take the fall for it, and she just loves it. She's so conniving. Oh my god. Yeah. So those ones for me really stuck out. Okay. This is a 5-part question, but we're going to go one part at a time, so it's not all crazy.
Yeah, don't put too much on me. I'm not capable.
It's Sunday fun day. It's usually not recording day. All right, Jeanette, who is the most genuine?
To me, I feel like Kiki is the most genuine.
Okay. Who do you think is the most honest?
Nicole, because she's a doctor.
She tells it like it is. And yeah. I feel like she doesn't bullshit around for anything. Like, she is very honest.
And she don't have time for bullshit. She's a doctor.
She's a doctor. who do you think was the most problematic this season?
Larsa, for sure. She couldn't keep her mouth shut.
Her big mouth.
Those big old lips were flapping out all sorts of people's business.
All business. And who was your most surprising?
I think Kiki, again, just because she shared so much about her life this season, which I desperately wanted, and I'm so glad they delivered, because I wanted to know more about Kiki, and I was surprised to learn about her life.
Yeah, Kiki, I feel like we got to learn so much more about her, and I'm really hoping that next season we get to hear even more.
Yeah, I hope she sticks around as like a main character. She deserves to be a main girl.
For sure.
Not a friend.
Not a friend of. A main.
So, yeah, she needs to be a main squeeze. Speaking of Kiki, would you do a dildo ad if you were paid $10,000, Megan?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yes, I would. But there's stipulations with me doing this ad.
All right, what are your stipulations? Let's sign a contract here.
I do not want to be in the nude.
Okay, we can do that.
And I do not want to be using it.
Yeah, okay. I don't know anything about dildo ads because I've never seen one, but I mean, I feel like we can make you a really classy ad for $10,000.
Yeah, I want it to be super classy, and there has to be a chandelier hanging on the ceiling somewhere. Oh my
goodness, that's very classy.
Very classy. Class A.
Class A.
Would you do it for $10,000?
Yeah, just say $10,000 and I'll do it.
Yeah, that could pay off like 1.5 credit cards, you know?
Absolutely.
For me.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Well, for us.
Get out of my bank account.
I want to move over to talk about Marisol for a moment.
Okay, I like Marisol. Let's talk about Marisol.
I do too. So Marisol has been accused of this on prior seasons. And everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people raised their hand in agreeance to this. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Marisol has an online army that like bullies people, or that she uses her cousin or a private investigator to dig up dirt on people and then use it later?
I'm going to raise my hand because I think so.
I think so.
Okay, so Marisol, she was an event planner for so many years. She has a lot of connections. It wouldn't surprise me. It's like in her nature to socialize and have connections and dig up dirt on people. And I just, yeah, I'm raising my hand to her totes for show.
Okay. She would know a lot of people and have a lot of connections.
And who doesn't love a little bit of dirty, juicy gossip?
I wonder if she does. Do you think that Alexia holds a double standard to everybody on the cast? Nicole said, you can dish it, but you can't take it, honey.
Oh, Nicole. She's so cute. yeah, I think Nicole has a really good point. It's Alexia wants to talk about everyone else's business, but then when people talk about Alexia's business, she's like so offended, and that's not okay. That's a double standard. That's what we call the double standard.
Yeah, like this season she was prying into Lisa about her divorce with Lenny, but then if Adriana pried into anything with her and Todd, she would freak out.
Yeah.
Or finances.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which she also was talking to Lisa about finances.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Nicole made an excellent point with that one, for sure.
What are your thoughts on Adriana and Larsa fighting with Alexia across the couch. And then Andy's sitting there like, what the fuck? Kiki and Julia, they're sitting next to Alexia, I believe, and they're kissing. And then Marisol sitting next to them, just loving it. With her sparkly cup.
So this is why I love Real Housewives of Miami. They're just so wild. These girls are wild. If you're not watching Miami, you're missing out. So for me, I feel like Julia has been kissing everyone this season. She's been kissing everyone.
I'm not okay with that.
I know you don't like it, but I'm like, but go, that's how Julia. You get mono. You go, girl.
And why is Martina so okay with it?
That's true.
I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah, because I mean, thinking about it, I wouldn't want my husband kissing everybody. Right? But if I was going around kissing everyone, I don't think he would care. He'd be like, cool.
Oh my God. You know, I don't think he probably wouldn't care.
No. He'd be like, that's so a I feel like I'm Julia and Doug is Julia's wife. She just was like, she's fine with it. But yeah, Julia's the luckiest lady in the world.
She's got to kiss everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Speaking of Julia, would you pay $30 for a jar of Julia's jam?
No.
But it's organic.
I guess that's Miami pricing because, no, I would not spend $30 on jam unless it was a jam that you made, Pete made, Kirsten, or the children. Like, I would help my children with 30, but oh, no. Would you?
No, I don't think so. I did see the QR code pop up during the reunion. It said, like, scan here to check out Julia's jams. And I didn't, but I still will probably go and look it up. I'm just curious if she changed her price or, like, what kind of flavor she offers. Yeah, I'm just
noticing. Well, I want you to check it out because I didn't check it out either. Okay. So you check it out and then you send me the link of jams that could possibly be worthy of $30.
Okay.
Who do you think is lying between Alexia and Larsa about the drug use at Alexia's wedding, calling the press and saying, you better have my back? That's what Alexia is claiming that Larsa said, but Larsa's saying, I never said any of that.
So Larsa's reputation took a beating this season, which is 100% her fault. She has shown this season that she's not very trustworthy. So my bet is that Larsa's the problem. And why would Alexia make that up? Why? This seems like something very random to make up.
Yeah, it does seem very random. And did you hear Marisol? She was like, well, I don't think any of that happened because I'm in the bathroom all the time.
Why is she in the bathroom all the time?
I think she's indicating that she pees a lot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's drug use. I didn't see anybody doing it because I was in there doing it.
I was in there doing it, so I know no one else was.
Yeah, that's just how I took it, is that she's in there peeing. And then I feel like this fight continued off set into the dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And Larsa starts making a big deal about how Alexia said, well, I'm the only one that tells the truth around here. I'm the only one that doesn't lie. And that just really upset Larsa. And she wants an apology. It's offensive. Do you think this whole fight is just stupid?
Yeah, I think that crown is getting to Larsa's head.
Oh my God, this was the dumbest fight. And I couldn't even tell exactly what the fight was fully about because it got a little confusing.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I had to Google it and I still don't completely understand. But Alexia saying she doesn't lie, that's a lie. Oh my gosh, that's so dumb.
I think Alexia is a gaslighter. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to touch on that later, but I think I see a little manipulation and gaslighting going on with her.
So speaking of manipulators, I want to know your thoughts on Andrea's antics. Okay, so this reunion, she's reading out of a Bible, reading a long, boring poem. She brought paperwork. Who even knows what was on that? She like gave people a rose. Ooh, what are your thoughts on all these Adriana antics?
Oh my God. I am so tired of her. She's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I think that it was just really weird and kind of over the top and dramatic.
It's like she was trying to make it a thing.
It reminded me of
like when Monica brought the burn book.
Oh my God. And the burn book blew dick
flop.
This is that for me. So weird. And you can tell that Andy was just kind of annoyed about it too. She brought so many props.
Yeah, she did. It's like, girl, sit down. She kept standing up. Sit down.
She had the most accessories.
Yeah. I was doing some research and I came across a YouTuber who thought her poem was just so beautiful, and I was like, wow, am I just a bitch, because I thought it was annoying. I just wanted your thoughts on it. I just needed your validation.
You're a bitch. I'm a bitch. Hey. Yeah. Yay. I agree.
Cool.
I thought that it was lame. So Lisa was talking about how her mom was staying at the house while she was out of town, and Lenny called the cops on her family and has, I guess, called the cops on her too at some point. But what do you think about Lenny calling the cops and then he always reports shit back to the press?
He's annoying. That's annoying. But I also feel like it's annoying that her family is staying at the house. I think they all should separate. Like, why can't Lenny and his girlfriend go to his girlfriend's house or a hotel? Or why can't Lisa's family go to a hotel? Why are they trying to co-mingle? I know their house is ginormous, so it's probably easy to keep everyone in their own corners of the mansion, but it's just not a healthy situation. I don't think they should be near each other right now. It's just not a good idea.
Well,
go somewhere else.
It's my understanding that since Lisa was gone, her mom was at the house to watch the kids. But I also think her mom was at the house to make sure Lenny didn't bring his new girlfriend in, because they're not divorced yet. You know, they're in the process of getting divorced. And at the time, they were still in the same house. Yeah. At the time, they were still in the same house. So Lenny did bring his girlfriend to the house, which I agree. They should have gone to a hotel or gone somewhere else, especially knowing that Lisa's mom is there.
Yeah. It's almost, he's trying to be annoying and cause drama.
Yeah. It's like he's kind of flaunting it in her mom's face.
Yeah. Flaunting. That's a good word.
Yeah, and then her mom took a photo of the girlfriend because the girlfriend is in lingerie or whatever. And then the mom sent that to Lisa. Lisa called Lenny and freaked out. And that's when Lenny called the cops on the mom to get her out.
Yeah, see, this is just all no good for the kids. It's just not good for the kids. This is why I think they should all just separate. Because if they can't get along and be peaceful, I mean, all this is happening in front of the kids. It's not cool. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, and with him, with all of it being in the press and being reported on, it's like your kids are going to grow up. And I'm sure her son, because Lisa said, I'm sure my son reads it now.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
But yeah, he can read. But it's like these kids can read all this stuff and just try and keep it civil, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem very civil.
Yeah, that's why I think they should all just separate. They just shouldn't even be in the same vicinity of each other right now. It's too new. It's too fresh. It's too much going on. I don't like it.
Well, speaking of Lenny, Lisa and Lenny put the house in their kids' names. Did you catch that by any chance?
Yeah, I guess Lenny is going to build Lisa a house for the kids and her to live in, but the house will be under the kids' name, and basically Lisa will just be a guest in their house raising them.
How is that legal? Like, how is it legal to put a whole house in children's names? Like, if they were to default, would it mess up the kids' credits? Or would... I don't understand. And what the heck? Like, Lisa's name can't be on it. So at any time, I feel like Lenny could kick her out.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are great questions. Those are great questions, Megan. And I don't know, because those are rich people problems, and I don't have those kind of problems, and I don't speak rich people problem language. So I don't know. But hell, they pay a lot of money to their lawyers, so I'm sure they got it figured out somehow.
So whenever they were sitting on the couch, Lisa was talking about how this is like, she's fighting for her life or whatever, and this divorce, and this is the hardest thing she's gone through. Mm-hmm. And Alexia and some of the other ladies started comparing Lisa's situation to Gertie's, saying like, well, at least you're healthy, at least your children are healthy, you're not going through life-threatening stuff, Gertie's fighting for her life. And I just wanted to know and ask, do you think it's fucked up that like the women are diminishing Lisa's struggles and they're like comparing them to Gertie?
I don't think that is fair. That's not fair. That's like comparing apples and oranges to potatoes and tomatoes, because they're just not the same thing. I feel like each of the ladies are going through their own struggles, and mm-hmm. all their struggles are valid. And although Lisa's struggles aren't life-threatening, they're still her struggles. Like, they're not any less important, and it is a big deal to her. And like, divorces are no joke, especially public ones with lots of money and children involved,
right? Like, this is the hardest thing Lisa's ever had to deal with in her life, just like how cancer is the hardest thing that Gertie's ever had to deal with in her life. And I just, mm-hmm. like you said, I feel like they should not be compared. Like, each woman is going through the hardest time of their life.
Yeah, they just need to be more respectful of each other, for sure, and their situations. And it's just not fair to compare. It's not fair to compare.
The only comparison I will make is that Gertie didn't treat everybody like shit, even though she was going through something awful, where Lisa's such a brat.
Yeah, Lisa's very self-absorbed, for sure. Whereas Gertie, yeah, I don't feel is self-absorbed.
No, she's not.
At all.
She's not.
Okay, so Real Housewives of Miami has aired. I'm sure the girls at this point have seen all the episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they watched the show. Are you surprised to see that after Alexia saw the episodes, that she's still angry with Nicole and not Adriana for the whole Mother's Day thing because Anna was there?
Alexia is so wrong for that. She is so wrong. I don't understand how she is still so mad at Nicole and still says that Nicole was setting her up and Nicole knew, when Adriana has admitted that she invited her to cause problems. But it's still Nicole that she's getting the hit for it. And I don't get what... Alexia is not watching the same show as the rest of us.
Is she not watching the same show? Did they give her a different show to watch? Like, what are you not seeing, girl? And how is Adriana getting away with this? Adriana has even admitted she did it, because I feel like she wanted a little bit of credit and attention for it. And it didn't happen because everybody's still mad at Nicole for some reason. I don't get it.
Oh my gosh, girl, I don't understand it either.
It's so bizarre.
So dumb. So a lot of people keep asking, so I'm going to ask too. Do you think that Nicole will ever get married?
Never say never. I can tell it's not a priority of hers. She seems to be happy with the way things are, and I respect that. You know, just you do you, boo. And I will say from my own personal experience, it took me 12 years to get married. Like, what's the rush?
They're both successful. They both seem very happy.
Yeah. You don't need a wedding. A marriage isn't about a wedding. A marriage is about like the two people and their relationship together. So as long as those two people are happy with their relationship, they don't need a wedding or a piece of paper.
Marisol just renewed her vows with her husband, who she's not married to.
And they're not married.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody's just you doing you.
Yeah, I wonder if they got engaged so people would stop asking them, like, when are you getting married? But then once they're engaged, people are like, well, when are you getting married? And I think they're doing just fine.
Yeah.
I think people should stop asking them, because I feel like Nicole's made it pretty clear she's not in a rush. Like, she wants to have a little flower girl. Well, that baby's going to have to walk, so.
We got a few more years.
Like, they're doing really well together. So stop asking them.
Yeah. Stop asking.
Yeah. Are you so proud of Gertie for being so brave and honest about her cancer journey this season and getting to see her support system with her lovely husband, Russell? And she also was wearing her battle wound scars. They're not covered up or anything.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was not easy for her kids, her husband, to share that whole experience with the world. But I'm so glad she did. And like she said, that she's already helped people save their lives by getting screenings early and detecting early, because that's what saved her life, because she did catch it so early. So I think that in itself is worth sharing. And I'm so happy for her that she's cancer free. And I just love her husband and her family. And they're all so cute.
Yeah, her husband seems so incredibly sweet. They also seem like they are a match made in heaven. And she was saying that they've known each other since they were 17, and she's in her 40s now.
I know, they're like little high school sweethearts. It's so cute.
It's so sweet. And Gertie is also rocking that bald head. She looks fantastic.
Yeah, she's really got a great head.
She does. She really does. I actually think she looks better without the hair.
Like, it suits her.
Yes.
Yeah, it does suit her. She's got a great face. She's got a great head.
Yeah. What a badass girl.
Shout out to Gertie.
Shout out.
So I have a question about Gertie's journey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you think that Larsa made it harder for Gertie in her cancer journey this season?
I absolutely think that she made it a lot harder for Gertie this season, mainly because she sucks. She sucks, man. Gertie told her about the cancer. Gertie told her not to tell anybody, that she's telling her in confidence, that she hasn't really told anybody. Not only did Larsa tell the group, but Larsa also told people that Gertie's not even friends with, kind of took power in a sense away from her on who gets to know.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it puts it where it's a liability, where somebody else now can spread the news to like a news outlet or TMZ or whatever. Like, that was such a shady, shitty thing for Larsa to do.
Yeah.
No.
That was not cool. And Larsa tried to say, oh, I thought you meant just on social media. No. Have some accountability.
Right? And then at the reunion, she's so like, annoying. I've apologized like 30,000 times.
And they don't seem sincere, though.
They don't seem sincere. And there's always a but. Yeah, well, I'm sorry I did that, but you don't know how I felt. You were fighting with me. Like, there's always a reason why. Like, shut up and just apologize. Yeah, and I also feel like Gertie gave Larsa multiple chances to genuinely apologize, and she did not.
Larsa needs to take some lessons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that Larsa did make it hard for Gertie, and it kind of sucked because the girls were having these get-togethers and parties and, you know, trips. And instead of Gertie being able to enjoy them, a lot of the times she couldn't because she was busy arguing with Larsa and her stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Larsa.
Do you remember when Kiki did her runway show and she invited everybody, all the girls, and then she ended up throwing like a after party with a bus and things to do after? Do you remember how the girls that did that were able to show up, they got on the bus and then they ended up leaving the bus?
That was sad.
Do you think it's because they're selfish and self-absorbed?
Yes, I do. I think all the girls on this show are selfish and self-absorbed for show. And I don't think they understood how much it meant to Kiki. Because, like Kiki said, she hasn't even thrown her kids birthday parties. Like, that's just not something she's been able to provide and do and, you know, facilitate. And now here it was her time to host something. And everyone bailed on her. And that's so shitty because Kiki always shows up for them and they couldn't just show up for this one thing. And I don't think they realized how hurtful it was because I'm sure they do go to a lot of parties and events and stuff. And it was just another party for them. But for Kiki, it was so much more. And I hope that they make it up to her.
They better make it up to her because that's bullshit.
Yeah, they better make it up to her, those little selfish lady lump selfish siestas. No, that's sleeping. selfish
sleepers. Well, they did say, oh well, we gotta go home, we're so tired. It works. Senoritas,
selfish senoritas, there we go. That's what I wanted. Another thing about Larsa, because I can't seem to stop being annoyed about her. So she revealed that her daughter gets paid $2,500 in allowance, and she's like 15 years old. And I just want to know if you got $2,500 a month for allowance when you were a kid. Because that's normal, right?
Oh my God. I didn't even get an allowance growing up. And I wish I was Larsa's daughter.
Right.
But I have some questions about this. Something doesn't seem right to me. So her daughter's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter lives in LA.
Yeah.
So is she living with her dad? And if she is living with her dad, why isn't he giving her an allowance? And I'm wondering if this is child support.
So from what I understand, the daughter lives in LA for school because that's where all her friends are and blah, blah, blah. And then during the summer and the breaks, the daughter comes to Miami and spends the time with her mom.
And the daughter has a job.
Yeah, and she has a job, so I don't know, maybe this is Larsa's child support to her daughter because the daughter is living with the father most of the time. Maybe the support's just going to her.
This is us just being really jealous because we want $2,500 a month.
Yeah, and I want to be adopted by Larsa and get $2,500 a month allowance.
I hope you do get adopted.
Yeah. I'll bring the tequila. That could be my job. I'll just show up with the tequila. Make myself useful.
You'll be the tequila chauffeur.
Yeah. I will take care of it. I'll make sure it gets there on time. That could be my job. I can help.
Yeah. When you're driving around, the tequila can have a seatbelt on.
So, random thought. Mm-hmm. When the girls were in Mexico City, Alexia convinced Kiki to try crickets. And I want to know if you would try crickets.
No.
No.
I would only eat a bug, and not a bunch of them, just one, if I was on a game show for money. But just going to Mexico and eating bugs is I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because they're gross and I feel like it would be crunchy and crickety and crappy and...
But it's so full of protein.
I'll get protein elsewhere, literally anywhere else. And crickets have those sharp things on their legs.
It's their music legs. I think I would eat a bug if I was in a game show and was getting paid too. That would be my stipulation, just like your dildo ad stipulations. Those are our bug eating stipulations.
You wouldn't just eat a bug with Alexia, you know, because she didn't want to eat a bug.
Yeah. Kiki's just so cool. Kiki's a down girl. She's down for whatever.
She's adventurous.
She is. And I appreciate that about her.
Speaking of Mexico and Kiki, you know, when they're on their little gondola ride and...
The gondola ride from hell!
The gondola ride from hell! Kiki and Lisa are fighting and Kiki's like, Lisa, sit down. And then Lisa like stood up and crossed her arms and she had a little attitude. Like, what are you going to do about it? Oh my God. If Kiki leaped across that gondola to get to Lisa, who do you think would win in a physical altercation?
Okay, so my money is on Kiki.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw this question, I thought of that celebrity death match from back in the day. You remember those?
Yes, the clay people, the claymation people.
Yes. And I just imagine like Kiki swinging a dildo and juice boxes at Lisa and then bouncing off of her boobs and boing, boing.
Boing,
and,
boing.
And, but at the end, Kiki would be crowned the winner because...
Lisa would be throwing lip gloss.
Oh. Wait, have you guys seen my lip gloss?
And lawsuit papers. You assaulted me.
Like paper cuts.
Yeah.
Lawsuit paper cut.
That's funny.
Who would your money be on? Who is your money on?
100% Kiki.
Yeah.
Kiki has had a much tougher life than Lisa. I don't care what Lisa says. Like, I don't care what she tries to say. It was not Kiki's life. Kiki would fuck her up.
Yeah, for sure.
God, it's too bad that I'm pretty sure when you sign a contract to be a housewife, I am almost positive that you're not allowed to have a physical altercation.
Probably not. I remember that one time Adriana and...
Joanna.
Yes, somebody.
Hoanna.
Hoanna got in a little smack, but...
Yeah, at Lisa's charity event for breast cancer.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yep, so... Maybe it just wasn't enough to get them kicked off the show. But yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they're allowed to physically harm each other.
Maybe that's when they made that rule.
Yeah. They're like, that's it.
Joanna deserved it.
Yeah. For totes. Man, that gondola ride, I still have flashbacks of that. That was crazy.
It was.
So I feel like at the end of the reunion... They kind of threw in a little surprise at the end. They had this opera singer come and start singing opera. And then all of a sudden, Julia started singing. And I wanted to know, did you like the opera dance party at the end?
I liked when it ended. I thought, and again, this is why you should be watching Miami, because this shit's so weird.
It's so random.
It's so random, but I thought it was horrible and I didn't like it. And I have a question about that for you too.
Okay.
But I didn't like it.
Weird. I thought it was fun. I love me a good dance party.
So you know how you said that Julia pulls out a microphone?
Yeah.
Well, the guy, her voice coach / friend, I feel like you can tell it is truly him singing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Julia pulls out her microphone from behind the couch in the cushion. And she starts singing. But I don't think it was real. Do you think she was lip syncing? I don't think that was Julia.
Wait, like you don't think it was Julia singing at all or not like live singing?
Both.
Oh, so neither.
Both.
Okay, so I think it was Julia singing. But it was like pre-recorded and auto-tuned to make it sound really good. And then she lip-synced to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's my suspicion. So yeah, I think she was lip syncing to a pre-recorded.
I feel like you definitely tell she's lip syncing, but she didn't sound anywhere near that good on any of her opera singing throughout the entire season. Like, sometimes I had to skip through it because it really made the inside of my body not feel good.
Oh, because it's cringe. You're having a physical reaction to her opera singing.
Yeah. My body didn't like it. So hearing it, I was like, what the fuck? why do you have that microphone?
I think it was a nice, sweet gesture, what Julie was trying to do. But yeah, she's not an opera singer for sure.
They're really pushing her singing.
Yeah. Well, if it's up to us, they won't do that next year.
Yeah, I really hope so. Please leave that in season 11 or whatever season this is. I don't even know what season this is.
You're right. It is 11.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you know, it's cool. This is episode 11 for season 11.
Oh, maybe it's not season 11 then. I just saw 11 and I was like, yeah.
We don't know what we're talking about. Like we said, we've done this twice. We're so tired.
We're spent.
Did you notice that after the dance, Alexia and Larsa were fighting about who tells the truth, who tells the truth, who's honest, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alexia was saying like who she felt lies and who she feels like is honest.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she gets to Marisol, she said she forgets a lot. She doesn't remember a lot of things.
Yeah.
So at the end of the dance party opera show, Marisol is freaking pissed.
Yeah. Her and Alexia are kind of like arguing on the couch there.
Yeah. And she was like, I can't believe you said that. Like, I can't believe you didn't have my back. I can't believe that you would say that. And Alexia is just like trying to talk to her like everything is so cool and fine. And Marisol's like, this is messed up. And Alexia starts saying like, oh, well, you just don't remember a lot. You just forget a lot. And I feel like that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That she's saying that. And I wanted your opinion on who's, with the little bit that we've been given, whose side are you on? Who do you feel is right? Alexia or Marisol?
I think I'm team Marisol with this because this was kind of like their argument in the beginning of the season that they didn't have each other's back.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just proving like what Marisol's been annoyed about. Like, you don't have my back. I think she just expected Alexia to be like, Marisol always tells the truth. And instead of Alexia lying because she knows Alexia or Marisol doesn't always tell the truth, she was like, oh, well, she just forget. So it's like a half truth, half lie. You know what I'm saying? What? And Marisol's not having that. She wanted her to be like, no, she doesn't lie at all.
I think that this is going to end up being part of the storyline for the next season. I really do.
Yeah.
I think that they're either going to be trying to repair their relationship or they're not going to be friends. Because I'm team Marisol on this one too. Because I'm sorry, but even if she does lie, you're supposed to be her best friend. You say that you guys are best friends. Just say, like, I trust her.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good one. That would be a good one. I trust her.
You know, I trust her.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. She could have said that.
But to say she forgets a lot, that's fucked up.
I think it was interesting that Bravo decided to keep that little tidbit in there. I think that's a little foreshadowing, like what you're saying. Like, something is obviously going to be going down next season with those two. That's our prediction.
Yeah, and I also hope next season Lisa and Lenny are divorced, because as of now it's March 10th, 2024, and their divorce is still ongoing.
Let's just get that over with.
That's got to be so tiring.
And I hope Kiki comes back next season as a main character.
Not a friend of, a main character, Bravo.
Main girl.
I want to know so much more about Kiki. I would love if she became a main person. Mm-hmm. Alexia can kick rocks. Or not Alexia. Alexia, should say. Adriana. She can kick rocks.
Yeah, we want to trade Alexia and Kiki.
Yeah. Well, I believe that Adriana supposedly was a friend of this season, too. A friend of Juliet's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess she's going on tour, so maybe she won't have time for Real Housewives next season. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I think we did a pretty good job wrapping up Real Housewives of Miami, all three parts of the reunion, in an okay amount of time.
For the second time.
For the second time in an okay amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just so good at stuff when we're done being bad at it.
Mm-hmm. We're fast learners.
Yeah, so definitely follow along.
Listen and subscribe. Listen and subscribe.
Yeah, so listen and subscribe. Follow us over on Instagram at j.a.m.session.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.